Yeah.
I have with me tonight the chairman of the Olympics, and how do you think the Olympics have been going so far?
Well, so far we've got off to a little hectic start the first night, and of course we're waiting on the arrival of the people from Inuvik. Kind of held us up to some extent, but other than that, I think it's been going great.
What do you think of all the new games? Can you sort of tell which, describe them and tell where they came from?
Well, the two new games, we introduced three new games this year, and so far we've only had two of them on the agenda. The third one is going to be this evening, which will be to drop the bomb. We had the swing kick and... and the bench reach.
Can you describe each of the games?
The swing kick is... swing kick is where a contestant is tied under his knees and looped around the nape of the back of his neck, and then he balances himself on his hands and kicks at an object hanging from the air. The one that can kick the highest wins this event.
How about the bench reach?
The bench reach is an individual kneels on the edge of a bench, and another person either sits on his legs or holds him firmly, and the individual then extends himself over the edge of the bench and reaches as far as he can, and he has to come back up into the kneeling position on the bench.
How about drop the bomb?
The drop the bomb is an event where it takes five persons to participate in this. Four individuals take hold of another individual and spread eagle him. They hold his wrists and ankles and then lift him into the air, spread eagle, and walk with him. And the individual that walks the longest distance without collapsing wins this event.
Where did these new games come from?
The new games were introduced over in Inuvik, and I don't know where they originally came from.
How do you think, what's the turnout so far? That do you know anything about it?
Thursday night we had about 1,500 people. Last night I would guess it was about 2,200, and hopefully tonight we're shooting for capacity, which is 2,500-2,600.
Where did all the contestants come from?
We have contestants from Barrow, Inuvik Northwest Territories, Point Hope, Bethel, Minto. Kotzebue, Nome, Fairbanks, and other areas that I just can't remember right at the moment.
How long has it been going on, and can you tell the history behind it?
The Olympics, this is the 12th year for the Eskimo Olympics. It was originated in 1961 by Ween Airlines, who wanted to help preserve the various native games, and they thought this would be a good way to do it by having an annual event in Fairbanks that they could send representatives from the various villages to compete in the various games.
How did Thunder Times get a hold of the Olympics?
Well, since this is a native function, and of course all native games, the Chamber of Commerce, who inherited it from Weens, felt that it should belong to the native people, and because Thunder Times is operated by Howard Rock and he is a native, they felt that we could possibly do better with this Olympics than they could.
How do you think it's gone from the, how far, how much progress do you think, or whatever goes on, how does it go from the time Thunder Times took over till now?
I think in the 3 years that Thunder Times has had it, I think it's grown quite a bit in popularity, and our attendance has always been good. We've always managed to break even or make a few dollars on it, which helps, which all proceeds go to Thunder Times, which helps the paper be able to continue spreading the native news throughout Alaska and the lower 48 states.
What do you think What's your opinion on how this will go in the future?
Well, I think the event is going to grow and grow and grow to such a large extent that I think we're going to have at least two full-time individuals that are going to have to be able to coordinate these activities. Right now, we've been working on this for about 3.5 months, and it's real hectic. And I think that sooner or later, the regional corporations are going to get together. They're going to be competing, have their various events in their own regions, and they'll use World Eskimo Olympics as the highlight event of where they send their best athletes to compete in the Olympics.
Where will it be held next? Is it always held here in Fairbanks?
Yes, we're hoping that it will continue to be held in Fairbanks. Naturally, if Thunder Times moves to another area, say Anchorage, if that's where they have to move to continue the newspaper, then I would imagine that's the area that we're going to have to hold it in. But I don't really foresee that happening.
What do you think are the people in the people here and the state of Alaska, what do you think their reaction to it? What do you think of what they think of it?
Well, I think the tourists and even the local residents and the people that are competing in the various games really enjoy coming to Fairbanks and competing against one another. It's friendly competition. I haven't seen any tempers flared over somebody beating somebody out, winning over another event, and it's really unusual, I think, in a lot of respects, that they just have a lot of pride in what they're doing and they just love competition. And I think the games will continue to be this for Eskimo Olympics and all the participants.
In getting this all ready, how long does it take?
Oh, I think really that somebody should start working on it approximately 6 months before the opening of the Olympics. There is a lot of work and a lot of coordinating to do, and I think we're just about going to have somebody travel to the various areas to ensure that the contestants are going to be here at the opening of the Olympics and who they're going to be.
Could you tell us how you started the Olympics this year? I mean, from the beginning, when it first was to be put on, what was the procedure in getting it going, getting it started from the very beginning?
Well, first of all, we had, I think it was back in April, that we had a meeting of the board of directors of Thunder Times. And from there, the Thunder Times more or less laid the groundwork of what had to be done and accomplished in order to get Eskimo Olympics off the ground for this coming year. And then we formed various other committees, the Queen Contest Committee, the Baby Contest, the Fish Cutting Contest, and lining up the judges, the referees, a trophy committee together. And there were just quite a few people working on the formulation of Eskimo Olympics.
We've been talking with the chairman of the 1972 World Olympics held here in Patty Gym at the university. And what is your name? Where are you from?
My name is Tom Drake, and I'm from Nome, Alaska.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And those people do dances by themselves. They each have their own personal dances, and which they are the only people who can do these dances. And they're quite different from their drumming is different also. They turn the drum in a different way when they're doing their drumming. And it's interesting to see the differences between the groups in the Western Arctic and the single contestants in the Eastern Arctic.
On the dances, do they have the same number of drums or, you know, and dancers?
Pretty much the same number, yeah, except for the people that do their dances, you know, alone. In Inuvik, they also have such things like jigging contests, and they also have what is called a good woman contest, which is a very interesting thing. They have each woman who competes has to do a number of things, such as skinning seals, tea boiling, you know, you build a fire and you get it going, and whoever gets the tea boiling first, bannock baking, muskrat skinning, and then also they're judged on beadwork or fur work, whichever they do, and the costumes that they wear, which they've made themselves. And then the person who gets the highest aggregate points wins the Good Woman Contest.
How do you think the Olympics here have been going?
I think they've been going very well. I would like to see a wider variety of games here. I think that many of the spectators enjoy the games almost more than any of the other. And then it would be nice if, well, last year they had more dance groups than they do this year. And I'd like to see more dance groups again and more Indian participation too.
Well, okay, I hope you enjoy the rest of the Olympics tonight. And may I ask your name again and where you're from?
Lois Keating from Whitehorse in the Yukon Territory, Canada.
I have with me a couple of the Inuvik boys, and what do you think of the games you have played in so far?
Well, then, they're just about all the same as we do in Inuvik and in Fairbanks here, and then we like it and we have fun, you know.
What games did you play in?
Only me, myself, Abel. I was in a blanket toss, that's about all, but these other boys here, they were in a high kick and that belt around in the knees, that's what they did.
What games did you play in?
Well, I went in a few. There's a swim kick, doubles with high kick, and packing them guys, and what else did I? Well, that's it so far.
What do you think of the competition here?
Well, I wouldn't say very much because, you know, I like the games here as well as in Inuvik, and games here at Fairbanks is all the same the way, but only one thing though, that the high kick, the one single feet high kick is different than we do it. As we do it, we just run and jump with 2 feet and then jump up with 2 feet and kick with that, the one we kick with, and we land on the same foot.
That makes it a lot easier, and you kick a lot higher that way, don't you?
That's right. But the way these you fellas do it, the Alaskans, it's a bit different than the way we do it. Because I think these Alaskans here have more weight on one side than the other side. Yeah.
What do you think of the Olympics so far?
Well, it's my second year, and I like it.
How about you?
Oh, it's pretty good.
How long have you been participating in these Olympics here in Alaska or in Canada?
It's my third year here. Well, we do it all the time at New York.
How about you?
Oh, well, we do we like it. I like it. The way I said before, it's still be same as ever anyway.
Okay, thank you. Where are you from?
Queensborough.
How do you like the Olympics so far?
I like it. Many years.
Have you been coming to this Alaska Olympics very long?
Yeah.
Are there any difference between the games they play here and in Barrow?
Just a little bit different.
Could you tell us which games are different?
I don't know. There's many games that they're playing at Queen Barrow.
How often do they play these games up in Barrow?
In Christmas week till New Year, they play games every night.
Do they play them a lot during the summer?
No.
How about you? What do you think of the games here?
About what?
About the games.
About the game of the Fairbanks?
Yeah.
Well, I think the familiar the game is it got to be continue many, many years, maybe 1,000 years more, I hope. Because I was 8 years when I was start to come to Fairbanks for Eskimo Olympics. I try hard just for help. I didn't look for bait. But anyway, maybe someday good for our family way back there.
How long have you been playing the games or and with the dance group?
8 years.
8 years?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can I ask you what your name is?
Pete Schwalock.
And your name?